Good.
I'm happy that you guys mentioned other teams, because it's not to say like the other teams didn't have a good project. I'm sure there was the plenty of super interesting projects, but I was wondering what you think made it was key to making your project a success compared to others, and what in your opinion made it so you got the first place for the competition.
It's a really good question. I don't know.
In one word, I can summarize it. It's consistency. Having a consistent, I guess, progress for our project every time we presented. So when we did our midterm, well, we did our proposal, then our midterm presentation, then we had our poster presentation. Everything was consistent. To a way that when we presented the set of judges, the committee, the capstone committee, they call it, they didn't have much to ask us because we covered all our grounds.
It's something I spoke about in a previous podcast episode. It's the way, yes, we wanted, a thing we had talked about at times was about the capstone award, and that we kind of were looking to be the first place team. But that wasn't, that didn't necessarily affect, at least personally, that didn't affect the way I worked, I'm going to say, at all. This is something I talked about previously, but the way that we approached working and the way that I personally approach working is, your work should not be rejectable by anybody. If you are going to make something, you make it as high quality as possible, and you make it so that as long as you've understood the requirements correctly, like, it's another thing if you give like a this is an amazing piece of work, it's just wrong. But like, as long as you've understood the requirements correctly, you give a piece of work or a submission that if they reject it, if they don't believe this is a high quality piece of work, there's something wrong with them. Like, there's something wrong with the way that their standards are done. They're not approaching it with sound engineering principles. There's something's happening, and their judgment is clouded, but you've delivered a high quality piece of work, and you know, I'm proud of this, and I can say that I've done all that I could for this.
Okay. Like, so I guess it ties back to the applicability of the project by the end. You can present something that the company can integrate into whatever they're doing pretty easily.
It was a bit of that, but also like for the when we limited the simulation scope, it wasn't a limit because we were like, we don't think that we can do this. Well, we knew that we couldn't do it straight up. Like, it was infeasible to do. But it was also, if we try to do this, the product that we deliver will be objectively worse. Like, this will not be as good of a project. So let's focus on building this in steps and see where we get.
Okay.
And that's like, so just trying to deliver the best thing possible so that no matter who you're submitting it to, no matter who is looking at it, they're going to appreciate, yes, this is a good quality project. This is a good quality submission. I have no complaints about the quality. I might be confused on certain points and why they did certain things, but this, I have no complaints about the quality of the output.
Okay, cool.
Maybe Tim, did you feel that was...
I also that's true. That is true. I also think that maybe our results also played a part in that, because in full honesty, our results were really good. They were really good, both on the simulation part and the optimization part, and we didn't cheat the values. Oops. We didn't cheat the values at all. They were the real deal, and they were really good. Like Anthony mentioned, a 15%, 10 to 15, 15% increase on your production Yeah, on your
It's the
productivity,
same.
just by increasing your machine by 1 second, go faster by 1 second. You can't get better than that.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, it's incredibly high ROI improvement.
Yeah. So it's like it's just the quality of the solution, and I guess also I've seen you guys throughout the year present, and you, I guess you guys had a nice presentation too. So yeah, okay, I kind of see what sets you guys apart from other teams probably. You probably and I know you guys, so you probably covered all your bases, and few questions were asked.
Yeah, like we had dry runs where we made sure. Like I actually still have the notes on my phone. I made all of them present the part of the simulation part of the project, which was something that I was almost
Oh,
like I made all of them present it, and then I said, "You didn't understand this. I'm going to explain this back to you." Like, and
that's a good tip
so
for people to
yeah,
it's like
like make
that. It's a
sure
really good idea.
yeah, make sure you can like no matter who is coming to you can explain each part of the project. And so if a professor is talking to you about your project, you should be knowledgeable about what's going on. Even if it's to say, like, if they get into a really specific question that you don't know, it's fine to say, "Hey, I didn't work on this as much. I don't know that particular aspect." You could ask the person who worked on it. But like, if somebody comes up to you and says, "What does your operations research model do?" and you don't have an answer, that's a massive red flag for any judge. Like, that's telling me this team didn't communicate with each other. I can't, in good, in what's the
Good
word? In good
conscience, good
conscience, that's the
faith.
guy. I can't, yeah, in good conscience or in good faith, say that this team's project is working well behind the scenes. So.
Okay, nice. Nice. I think that's we got a specific tip for people to take away from that is like practice presenting other part. Like even if you didn't do it yourself, just make sure to understand every part of the project. So finally we're getting towards the end. It's been an hour. We've been talking for an hour. I was thinking of like 20 to 30 minutes at the beginning,
Bro,
but
no.
we'll do a two-parter. I have two final questions that I'll ask simultaneously. And you guys can each answer one after the other. Is they're both what was key to making it a fun experience, the Capstone project for you guys personally? And what would you do differently now that you've been through it? Is there something you would change in the way you approached it?
I'm gonna start with that one because anybody who's ever been in a project meeting with me knows I am the king of sidetracking. Even when I was president of IAC last year, and every now and then I'd be like, "Turtles are weird." Like, it's just a matter of the key to having a fun experience is just to have fun, and it sounds so simple, but like, people take. They take themselves too seriously. They don't leave any space for having fun. You should feel free to like maybe don't say every thought that you have because that would be inappropriate at times. If you have a thought that's like fairly innocuous or fairly innocent and you think it's gonna be a fun time if you go down that road of thinking, just do it. Who cares? But do make sure that your teammates are on board with this kind of thing. Like, I knew that my team, there was a one of our data sheets had the word carton written on it, and they remember this incident because I was dying of laughter while looking at this data sheet, and they did not understand why. And then I said what I was thinking, and it's because I read the word carton, and I imagine the most French person in existence going, "Hon, hon, hon, carton, hon." Like twiddling a little mustache. And I was like, "This is so funny." And so we were laughing for like 15 minutes at me doing the "hon, hon, carton." Yeah, Tim remembers this incident, I'm sure. Yeah, just have fun with it is the key to making it a fun experience. If you think something's gonna be fun, just do it. Like, don't think too hard about having fun. Just try and
Let go a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, just like go a little bit off the walls. It's less fun to be normal. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna say for key to
That's
making
a
a fun
tip for life,
experience.
Anthony.
That's a
That's
tip
not
for
only
life.
for
It's less
the
fun to be normal.
cuffs.
And then what for doing differently, I think there's just one. We all know we presented to our company at the end of the year. And that's the only aspect of the project that I would change is the way we presented to the company, because then there was a small misunderstanding and then they wanted extra work from us.
Oh, wow, okay.
So like we didn't we there was certain key questions in our presentations that we didn't answer properly, and that we didn't communicate. I'm gonna say we didn't communicate certain ideas properly to our project sponsor. So going back, I would address those. But
Okay.
other than that, I'd say nothing I would change.
Cool. What about you, George?
So what I think I really like that Anthony said have fun, because that was pretty much my point. Team bond, build your team, have a great relationship. Us, what we liked doing at our meetings, well, is I liked ending every meeting with a quote, a positive quote, to keep, that team spirit going, for your team. So I really loved ending each meeting with that. So my positive point would be exactly like Anthony, have fun with the project. It's a big project, but it's also a really cool project, and be proud of the work you produce, because you're finishing your degree. You're working on this project, and it's basically all is coming to this, like you're putting all your innovation into this project for what you studied for. So be proud of the work you did. And on the side of what I would change, I had one thing, was we had started with a simulation, but what I would have started it with instead was a lean analysis. Because one of our professors told us that's what you should have done first. So I think that's what I would have changed is I would have started with the lean analysis, and then that would be like our backbone to our simulation model.
Right.
For me, the other two guys are already answered some pretty good stuff. Just let your team be themselves. As I've seen project managers from other teams trying to push their team really hard, like, man, at the end of the day, you as a PM need to be an example to others. They'll follow you, but just let them be your themselves. You can't push them to become something that they're not. But also as a project manager, like, have your stuff organized so well, okay? So your team members will never be annoyed at, oh, meetings are inefficient. You're wasting their time. That's something that I always did. Whenever we had a working session, I always tried to prepare in advance. Always. I would take 30 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour, whatever. I take the time to organize just a small outline on OneNote so that when we come to the meeting, it's efficient, right? Anthony would sidetrack us. We'd have a lot of good time with that, but at the end of the
Yeah,
day,
but like,
we met our time.
yeah, we
Okay.
had like
And we had
one of
fun.
like yeah, one of the reasons that I was able to sidetrack us, and one of the reasons that I was able to have fun with it, was because A, I knew, well, don't do that in a professional setting, first of all. Like if you're presenting to stakeholders, like don't laugh about Carton for 15 minutes. That's not a good idea. But if you're like you're just working with your friends, just have fun. But yeah, when we would do a meeting, like we knew that we had time to work on things. We knew that we were fine. We didn't procrastinate. We worked on things ahead of time. We had time to waste. We had time to have fun. So that time management goes back into the having fun. Like it sounds boring, but like doing your work not at the last minute makes it so that you have more time at the end of the day to do what you want. That's the biggest thing.
I guess preparation too.
Yeah, it's
Preparation
inverted
is key.
procrastination. Don't spend the time doing the things you want at the beginning. Do the thing you don't want to do at the beginning and then have fun.
Eat your frogs first.
Don't eat frogs. They're wonderful things.
But, you know, just to wrap up what I had to say, you know, you're not supposed to eat food at the library, but having food for team meetings, if
No,
it's
we didn't eat in the library, Tim. We didn't eat in the
no.
library. We would never.
Never.
I did not bring a combo from a restaurant.
You know, just a bit of chips, a bit of candy. You
A
know, make sure
hamburger.
that hamburger. Just make sure that, you know, people don't get cranky over a longer working session. So that's really important. As for the parts we would have done differently, George mentioned a really good point. Start with lean if you can. Start with lean so you can see the waste. And Anthony also mentioned a good point. For me, there wasn't a lot of regrets. I thoroughly think like we did an amazing job. Like I am extremely proud of what we did, and I would do it all over again if I could.
Nice. That's a really nice note to end on. And I guess the key takeaway also is just to have fun with it. Maybe be in the way you work and in the meetings, bring food, make it a fun experience. And it should even if you don't get first place, you it's something you remember fondly. So yeah, I'd like to thank you guys for the first episode of this ICC this Indo Talks 2023 2024
Maybe
season. I
the
think it's
first two episodes.
maybe the first two or three. I'm wondering, okay, am I gonna split this in three? How is this gonna go? But yeah, thank you so much. I think it's gonna be really helpful to all Capstone students this year. This is not something that has been done before, and I think even for me, I'm considering just keeping it for myself so nobody else.
Hey, we had an agreement, Thomas.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I'll bless the people with it. So yeah, thank you guys. Thank you so much. And for the listeners, I'll see you soon. Have a good day.
Guys.
Okay. It's gonna
Okay.
Yeah, I see 99% uploaded. Yeah,
Awesome.
I